All right. I'm gonna tell you, it's fantastic to see all of you here. I'm still wondering where some are at, and my wife's on her way to her brother's wedding up in Lake Tahoe, so she's on her way there, but I'm glad to see you, and I'm excited. Can you see some stuff on the stage here? I think Linda mentioned we're ready for Vacation Bible School, and I'm always excited for VBS, because for me, it's a time to change the future. All right, if you can touch the life of a child, if you can touch the heart of a child with the message of Jesus Christ, it can change his life for eternity, and not just that he can miss. I don't know. I want the children to miss some of the things I went through. Anybody else like that? And so I think we've got great opportunity. But I'm also excited because I'm starting a new series of messages this morning. And you see the title up there, God Never Said That. There's some things that we kind of have heard. Maybe you've even repeated that God never said, that God never had a comment like this. And next week, probably the number one is next week. Probably if I had to pick one that I say people say the most, it's this: God will never give you more than you can handle. That's not true. Anybody can testify to that? And so we're going to talk about that. And then probably one of the most dangerous ones that we'll do the third week into this series: it doesn't matter what you do as long as you don't hurt anybody else. That one's kind of dangerous. And probably for me, probably the most important one, the most serious one for me, is it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're sincere. And so I want to talk about that. And I've heard these, and you may have heard these, and hopefully you didn't say these. And this morning, if you get your little outline out, you see the title there, it goes this: God wants you to be happy. That the number one thing God wants for you, that the most important thing God wants for you, is he wants you to be happy. Put a smile on your face and be happy. Happy, happy, happy. Anybody? We get this idea, and this is really frightening. Here's the scripture. Look what it's. I didn't even find proof. Look what the Bible says. May all who are godly be happy. So I'm going to command you guys today and this week, be happy. Anybody going to be in VBS? Sometimes it ain't going to be happy. But we like to say that. But see, the problem is this kind of flips everything upside down in life. Because see, when God created us and God formed us and God breathed into our nostrils of life, he breathed us to enjoy this world, but not necessarily to always, number one, be happy. And when we get this upside down, if we say, well, I'm just supposed to be happy, God is supposed to make me happy. And see, if God's supposed to make me happy, if I'm not happy, then God's a problem. I went to church. I joined a small group. I gave a little to the church. I'm not happy. God failed me. God didn't meet my needs. My car is still broken on the way home from church at that. And we create this image, and what we create is a God who's supposed to serve us. God, you're supposed to serve up happiness for me. And if you're not serving us happiness, you failed me, God. You're not doing. The other day, I had an opportunity to babysit my grandson. Taking care of grandkids sometimes, right? You like that sometimes. There's always a good time when they go home. It's a good time when they come and a good time when they go home. And then you have a good time with them. Well, I had my grandson and my wife and them had taken off. And so I took him to his favorite place for lunch. Anybody know where that's at? McDonald's. And I'm in McDonald's and they have these new Coke machines. Anybody ever see that? I got a picture of one here. I got a picture of these new Coke machines. Anybody ever see these new Coke? That's right. How does that work? I'm in there trying to figure out what to do, and how this thing works. But really what it does is you go in there, you put some ice in, you push the button of what you want, you just push the button and there. It's just a matter of pushing the right button and getting the right stuff. Well, you know what? That's what we treat God like. God, I want to be happy, so give me this, and then I want this, God, and God, I want this, and if you do this, I'll be happy. Isn't that how we treat God sometimes? God, make me, this machine, the first time I used that machine, it's kind of like, how does it work? Anybody feel that way about God? Sometimes trying to figure God out? But we kind of treat God like a service machine. God, I'm supposed to be happy. Push the button. A new home. All right, God, thank you. You know, now a new car. All right, a new car. God, I'm sick. I need your healing touch. I have whatever it is. Headache. Get me rid of that headache, God. Yeah, and we treat God like he's son, because I got to be happy. And that's what God wants, is he wants me to be happy. That's all. Just be happy. And we create this. But I want to challenge this. That's what God wants. Now, as a parent, I don't know about you, but I see God as a parent. I think God rejoices when we're happy. I think God enjoys and delights when we're happy. I know I do when my kids, you know, when good things happen, when my kids find positive things. You know, I find joy when my kids are happy. I think God does too. But I think there's times when God doesn't want us to be happy. There's times when God doesn't want us to be happy, happy, happy. And so I put it this way. If you got your outline out, you can just kind of fill in these blanks here. God doesn't want you to be happy when it causes you to do something wrong or unwise. I give you some other words to put in there. How about this? You might want to write these words down. God doesn't want you to be happy when you're stupid or sinful. Take your pick, whichever words you want to use. That God doesn't want us to be happy when it's not right. When it's something that doesn't make sense, something that leads us down the right, wrong path. When it's something that is wrong. We can quote a scripture like this. How about this scripture? And it goes like this. That just as you are called, just as he called you to be happy, so be happy in all you do. Sound okay? Did I read that right? You know, isn't that how we want to read God? God, make me happy. Happy at work. Happy at home. Happy, happy, happy. And we want God. But what does that scripture say? God, but just as you are holy, make me what? Are you guys here? We're supposed to be holy. He doesn't tell us to be happy. He wants us to be holy. But here's the trick. Here's the trick. I'm going to tell you, you will never be happier than when you are the holiest. Anybody on board with that one? Yeah. Most of the time when we choose unwisely, when we choose what's wrong, God doesn't want us to be happy. He doesn't want us to experience those things. I thought of it in terms like this. The other day I was on my way home and I went by Safeway. Safeway has the best Rocky Road ice cream. All right? So I go, because I don't like that whipped marshmallow. I want the real marshmallow. All right. Anybody know what I'm doing? Okay. You know, and so I go by and get that Safeway ice cream, and I take it home. And just so you know, I need to lose about 20 pounds. Okay. Sitting there going, no way, but you need to know. I need to lose some weight. And so we're getting ready to do the Daniel Plan, one of my small groups, because I got to lose some weight. I lost it once before. It seemed to find me. And so I got to go back and lose it again. All right? You know, I got this goal going on, and that I wanted some. It's hot. Anybody? 107 degrees, and you know, you just need a good bowl of ice cream, right? So I stop by Safeway, buy my ice cream. I go home, I open the drawer, pull out a big spoon, not the little teaspoon. Okay, you know, you got to have the big spoon. You know, I open that ice cream, and I go sit on the couch, and I start eating ice cream. All right, you don't need a bowl. All right, a bowl tells you how much you eat. All right, you don't want to know how much you eat. You know, I wanted ice cream. Now my wife's yelling because the grandkids are going to come over. Guess what they're going to want? That it's my ice cream, so I make sure I eat out of it so they don't eat any. All right, now how wise is that? Now it made me happy. I enjoy nice nuts in that ice cream and marshmallows, and it's chocolate, and I'm happy. Fat, sassy, and happy. Anybody? Sitting on the couch, 9 o'clock at night, good time to eat ice cream before you go to bed. Now, I'm happy, but is that really happy? You know, do you think God's in there, Gary, I'm sure glad you're doing that. I know you want to lose weight, but that's okay, Gary. we ever do things like that with God? You know, God wants us to be happy, but are we wise? I mean, do you think God really, you know, hey, that's wonderful, that's great, you know? I hate my boss. Now, that's not me, all right? This is a story. I love my boss because I don't want to get mad at him, all right? But, you know, you hate your boss, and you got three kids, and they're all little kids under five, and you're the breadwinner of the home, and you're making, you got to pay your bill, but you hate your job, and your boss just ticked you off. So you walk in that day, say, take this job in, never mind. And they get fired. But I'm happy. I hated that job. Is that okay? Premarital sex. Sex is good. Sex is fun. It's exciting. I'm married, all right? Yeah, it is. All right? But you're not married yet. Is it wise? You guys are quiet on that one. Is it the saying? You know what I'm saying? God doesn't want to, well, it made me feel good. I was so happy. We thought we were, you know, we were married in our heart. You guys are laughing because you guys maybe even used it when you were growing up. Come on now. But see, we get this image that God wants us happy, but when it's wrong or unwise, when it's, I'm going to use the word, when it's stupid and silly, we deny it. Because I want to be happy. And if I'm not happy, there's a problem. You know, God, I went to church this morning. You know, I threw a little money in the bag. You know, I even lifted a prayer up while the preacher was praying. I raised my hand and said, pray for me. And then I go to the movie Sunday afternoon. And it's vulgar. So funny. It was hilarious. Come on. You guys know what I'm talking about. You know, they use all these bad words. Heard a guy talk yesterday. It was. I just laughed so much. He was going, you just urinated off me. Anybody? You know? He's saying things, you know, God, I'm just, you know, that river that stopped that river, God, you know. We go see like that, and, well, it was a funny show, and it was hilarious. Anybody? Now, don't tell you, come on, you guys got HBO, Showtime. Don't sit there so innocent. Yeah. Because I want to be happy. See, God is not happy, and it will not make us happy when it's wrong and unwise. But yet we do it. How many times? At least I know I. How about the next one? I put it this way. God doesn't want you to be happy when it's all based on this world. God doesn't want you to be happy when everything's based on this world. Now, you watch TV and you watch the commercials. What do they promise you? What does every commercial promise you? Happiness. Get a Coke, open this can and be happy. Drive a Volkswagen and be happy. You ever see those commercials? Or am I the only one that kind of turns on the TV every once in a while? You know, and you see these. You know, go to McDonald's. It is the happy place. And you can buy a Happy Meal. Or be like me. Go to the place on earth. See, you guys know. You know. We have this image, you know, of this world and these things in the world that make me happy. So I got a bunch of blanks. We're going to take some time and fill out all these blanks, all right? How about this first one here? And it's a formula for happiness. Better possessions. You got to get more possessions. Better possessions. Bigger. Newer. Is that what all commercials are about? I love things old advertised on TV. It's always new and improved. You ever notice that? Even that, what is that, the bald-headed guy, that Mr. Clean. I've seen him when I was a kid. He's still new. Yeah? And it's all new. We got all these possessions, bigger, better, shinier, newer, fancier. It does more. It's faster. You got to buy that new computer. It's faster, the Surface Pro 5 now. Or how about this next one? How about peaceful circumstances? The family's calm. It's quiet. There's no conflict. You know, It just feels good. Our circumstances are right. And then we'll be happy. How about thrilling experiences? Fun vacations. Exciting places to go. Things to experience. And all these. How about tight relationships? Well, you know what? We really weren't in love in the first place. And we realized it really, she just wasn't the one for me, or he wasn't the one for me. It's just, you know, it just didn't work. So we're just going to exchange new ones now. We'll just get different ones. You know, in these tight relationships. So I got to trade off, you know, get in for a newer model. And how about this next one? How about perfect experience? Perfect appearance. I wrote these words now. Tuck it, lift it, puff it, shave it, cut it, then you'll be okay. What do you guys think? Yeah. You know, we have these images, and then when you get all this together, then you can be, the last word will say happy. The last word that'll pop up on the screen will say happy. Because then you'll be happy. It'd be exciting. It'd be fun. I'm happy now. My appearance. I'll go through the Daniel plan. I'll finish the Daniel plan. I'll lose those 20 pounds again. And I'll be happy. Until 6 months later, when it seems to come back around in more than one way. And then it's like I got to do it all over again. See, this happiness is only temporary because it's circumstances. You know, this worldly happiness doesn't last. You know? Anybody ever take a trip? You know, you go on your vacation, you go on this outing, you go to a wonderful dinner, you know, even just a one-day dinner, an afternoon, you know, you go out, have a great day, but before you sit down that night, all of a sudden everything just blew up. Anybody ever experiences like that? That it just all, you know, it started out as a wonderful day, it's going to be an exciting day, and in the end it was like, oh man. Because see, this world is temporary. This world doesn't last. It's going to pass away. Look at what the scripture says. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. Now you get a picture, all that talked about, the possessions, the circumstances, the experiences, the relationship, the appearance. All that is the lust of the eye, the pride of life, and the lust of flesh. It's temporary. Then it goes like this. The world and its desires pass away. Why don't you circle that? Pass away. But whoever does the will of God lives forever. See, this world passes away. How many of you have a car that you would like a newer car? But when you bought that one, that was one that made you happy. But that one's 10 years old now. Got 250,000 miles on it. And I'm not happy with that one anymore. So I need a new car. You know, that car kind of passed away, right? It just kind of, it still runs good. It hasn't died yet, but I want a new car because it will make me happy. Anybody? You buy your dream home. Come on. You go out and you shop and you look hard and you buy your dream home. Been it 10 years. And it ain't a dream no more. It's a nightmare. Everything's breaking. You know, got to go get a new dishwasher. The refrigerator went out. Yeah. Now I need I got to get me a new house. You know? Life is in this world is just temporary. It all passes away. See, I want to make sure you get a picture. God doesn't want you happy when things depend, when it's wrong and it's unwise. God doesn't want you happy. God doesn't want you happy with the things of this world because they're not going to last. They're not going to fulfill you. It's not going to be there. You know, I look at stuff. I want to buy something and it lasts my whole life. Anybody? We were talking with somebody. It's been hot. I bought my house. It's like 26, 27, I don't know how many years old it is. And I'm still using the same air conditioner, and it's kind of like, Lord, please keep that thing working. You know, it's 26 years old. God, don't let this thing,
it's like, see, God, it's not these worldly things.
So here, God doesn't want you happy when it's unwise and it's wrong. And he's not wanting you happy when it's the things of the world, because here's what God wants. God wants to bless you. All right? I want to make sure you get this picture, that God wants to bless you. That God wants you blessed. Now I'm going to ask you, which is better, happiness or blessed? Which would you rather have, happiness or blessings? I don't know about you, but I'm going to choose blessings. I'd rather be blessed by, because see, it's not wrong. It can't be unwise. It won't be temporary. It's eternal, because it is a God who wants to bless. It is a God who wants to touch. It is a God who wants to serve us and bless us and care for us. It's a God who's there. So I put the word bless. Here's that Greek word. Anybody ever read the Beatitudes? If you want, go to Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are they. Blessed, blessed, blessed. It's this word right here. And it means blessed, happy. Now it's only translated happy once, okay? That's it. Most of the time it's translated blessed. And God wants to bless us. God wants to make us happy. He wants to give us a happiness. Now, when I mention blessings, here's the problem. When I say God wants to bless us, most of us go, I want to be blessed with money. Anybody? I want to be blessed with good health. I want to be blessed with wisdom. Some of you are going, Gary, you don't have that one. But yeah, I want to be blessed with wisdom. I want those blessings. Most of us, that's what we think about. We think about blessing. Give me more money, God. I got bills that I can't pay. God, my family's driving me crazy, God. Bless them some way. And we go like this through life, and we want God to bless us. But here's what I want to make sure you know. Blessing doesn't mean those things. Because here's a blessing. Life sometimes is going to be tough. Life sometimes is going to throw you a curveball, and it's going to hurt. Life sometimes is going to have bad days, because we live in a broken world. Anybody on board with that one? This world is broken. People are broken. I read the newspaper, and here are these four people, just kids in Pennsylvania. It's like, what's going on? And you read these stories, and it's like, this world, it's broken. So a blessing. How about a peace in the midst of a storm? Anybody? A peace that you can't explain, and yet everything's crashing around you. How about strength in the time of a struggle? When you feel you can't go on, and you're at the bottom, and you see no hope, and all of a sudden there's some strength and there's some hope. Isn't that a blessing? See, that's what God wants to give us. Life's going to throw at us. Blessing doesn't mean, my car's never going to break down, my air conditioner's going to run forever. That's not reality. This world is temporary. The reality is, my air conditioner is going to go out. Isn't that the reality? Hopefully not now. I don't want to go home to a house of 110, all right? But it's going to go out. But the blessing is that God's going to take care of it. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know when, but God's going to take care of it. Because I know God. Anybody on that board? No. Look what the scripture says here. Here's Jesus speaking. I told you things so that you can have peace. Now, okay, what does God want? He wants us to have peace in me. Oh, I think those are two important words. Maybe you want to circle those. I think those are pretty two important words. Why don't we circle those? That God wants me to have peace in me. In this world, you're going to have, what does it say? You're going to have trouble. Anybody here have trouble-free life? How many can say today has been an untroubled day so far? Anybody can say that one? Good. It's not over yet. Let me encourage you. Yeah. Life has trouble. But be brave. I have defeated the world. Do you see the picture he's saying here? This world is hard. This world is difficult. But you're going to have peace in me because I've already overcome it. I've already went through. Whatever you're going to go through, I've done. I've been there. I've seen it. You know, I've even seen it more than you have. I want to tell you something. Jesus seen more of life. We're going, well, Jesus don't know my troubles. Have you died yet? Huh? You know, well, Jesus don't know. He died. You know, I don't know. Anybody here been beaten on the back to you blood just? You know? Well, Jesus don't know the troubles I've seen. Let me tell you something. He does. He's went far beyond yours. And that's what he's saying. He defeated it. And if he can defeat his, mine are just minor for him. That's the blessing. See, we get caught up. I want to be happy. I don't want to be. That we keep looking at our world and we get caught up in our world. Look again what it says. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. See, that's God. As I was writing this, and that sticks in my mind, and because God has blessed me. I went through, and I always go back, my first church, and some of you know the story, it did very well. I lasted 18 months, chewed up, spit out, you know, 27-year-old kid thinks he knows everything. Anybody been in that boat? You know, they thought they knew everything, I thought I knew everything, so it didn't go very well, all right? You know, so I lasted 18 months, but my prayer was always, God, I want a place to spend my life. I wanted a place I could stay forever and never move as a pastor. And guess what? The desire of my heart. Right here. Now, some of you guys are going, well, you're not my desire. Well, tough luck. You got me. Yeah. Yeah. My dream is I'm going to finish here. You guys know. Ooh, it's a big one. You know, I couldn't find a better place to die than right here. You guys are going to go, oh, no. I'm blessed. Now, did I go through hell to get here? I'm going to tell you. Yes, I went through hell. Anybody been a pastor? Know what I'm talking about? Anybody been in the ministry? Know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you go through hell. Some of you are going, we've been with you through hell. Yeah. We're not done yet. Yeah. But it's the desires of our heart. See, that's what God wants. That's the blessing. See, we get caught up in our world, you know, and we think that happiness is the circumstances, that happiness is the happenings, that is what we have and what we get, and instead of the happiness being in God. Max Lucado told a great story one time. And so I'm going to steal it, okay? I'm going to steal Max Lucado, you know. You probably wish he was your pastor, but I'm going to steal his words, all right? He says, you know, hey, you go out to the beach, you grab a fish out of the ocean, you throw the fish onto the beach. Is that fish going to be happy? Somebody tell me, is that fish going to be happy? That's not a return. I want to know, is the fish going to be happy? Beautiful beach. Beautiful white sand. Let's get him a beach chair. You know, hand him a Corona, okay? We'll even give him a Corona. You know, give him a Playfish magazine to flip through. All right. We're going to fix this fish all up on the beach. Is that fish going to be happy? Come on. Let's give him $100,000. All right. We'll just give him $100,000. You know, he can even add, you know, let's get him an umbrella. And you know, we'll put an umbrella up there. Is that fish going to be happy? Why isn't that fish happy? He doesn't belong on the beach. He belongs where? I'm going to ask you, where do you belong? You don't belong here. You weren't made for here. You were made for eternity. See, and we get happenings of this world. I thought that's a good illustration. What do you guys think? I think we get caught up in the happenings of this world. I want to be happy. Just give me happiness. You know, here's that machine, God. I want to push that button now, God. And I'll go back in an hour later, and I want to push that button, God. And tomorrow morning, God, I want to push that button, God. There's that Coke machine that I can get. See, we weren't made for this world. We were made for heaven. We're just passing through. Anybody remember that old song? Some of you guys, I look at other ones in here. Anybody remember the song we were just passing through? What's the name of that song? Anybody remember the name of that song? This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Somebody help me out. Come on. Or we're so old we forgot, right? Oh, wait, you're so old you forgot. I'm not going to put we in that one. All right? But this world is not our home. We're just passing through this world. We get cut. I'm going to tell you, whether you live 75, 80, 100 years, I'm going to live to be over 100. You need to know that. Whether you're 100 years old, it doesn't matter. That's still a drop in the bucket for eternity. We're just passing through. I like to say I'd rather be cleaning the gum off the carpet in heaven than anywhere else. Anybody? I'm just passing through. See, that's what God wants for us. He wants that blessed life. He doesn't want always to be happy. You know? I guarantee you, I'm going to have a great week this week, but there's going to be some times this week when he's not a happy camper. Anybody else going to be here during this week and not be a happy camper? Be honest with yourself, all right? Circumstances are not always going to go the way. It already happened this morning. I'm looking for my notes this morning. You know? I'm going to portray characters this morning. I gave my book. I've made copies. Gave my book to my assistant, or really the teacher. I'm just his assistant now. I gave my book to my teacher. I'm the assistant. I can't find my notes. I don't know where my notes went. You know, I got to be a Bible character tonight. I don't know. I'm going to be Moses, but I don't know the script. And I already had a bad day. Anybody else? And it's Sunday. Come on, it's God's day. It's supposed to be the best day. But see, I'm just passing through. See, I want a blessed life. I'm going to tell you, you know what a blessing is to sit there? I just see this. I'm looking forward to tonight in Awana. I'm hoping my grandkids are going to be there. My grandkids are going to church because they're going to have soccer camp at their VBS. You know, so my grandson and granddaughter are going to go to their church to have soccer camp at their VBS. That ours is going to be better because I'm here and you're here. You know? And but I go back and I think Fred can identify. We're sitting with kids in Awana. And Dan and Lisa and Brenda, and you're sat there with these kids in Awana, and they're quoting scripture to you. I'm going to tell you, they're exciting to see the kids, to see that impact it has on their lives. To know that you're planting seeds from a six years old. You know what? That's 70 years. Even if I live to be 100, guess what? It ain't going to be that long. See, that's the blessing. That's the blessing. You know, I'm not always happy, but I am always blessed. I am so blessed. How about you? Are you just wanting to be happy? Just make me happy. Just keep me happy. That's all I need is happiness. See, you know, I quoted that scripture earlier, but I did it wrong. Because that's what people do. You know what I'm saying? People kind of take God's word and... You ever see anybody twist God's word? You know, kind of play games with God's word? Here's what that scripture says at the bottom. May all who are godly be happy. That's where I stop. But that's not what it does. Look at what it says. In the Lord and praise his holy name. Why don't you circle in the Lord? You want happiness, it's got to be in the Lord. You want a blessed life, it's in the Lord. It's not in this world. This world is passing away. I don't care what you buy today. I guarantee you 10 years from now, you're going to want a different one. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you buy today. 10 years, you're going to wish you had a different one. It doesn't matter. It could be the car. It could be the home. It could be some clothes. Whatever it is. But in the Lord. In the Lord. I'm going to ask you. Are you happy in the Lord? Because that's the blessing. Life's not perfect. Life has its hurts and its pains. But in the Lord, there's a blessing. Are you enjoying the blessing of being in the Lord today? Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord, I thank you that you love us, that you dwell in our hearts and in our lives, that you don't only rejoice with our happiness, but you want us to be blessed. He knows our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. I'm going to ask a simple question this morning. Who wants to be blessed? Would you show your hand? Who wants to be blessed? Anyone? Anyone else? Lord, you've seen the hands of these that want the blessing from a loving God, that want a touch from your powerful hand, that maybe right now in the midst of life and its storms, they need a peace that passes understanding. And now in the midst of struggles and heartaches, they need a strength that can only come from a God who is all-powerful and all-knowing. Lord, I lift them up to you that you may lay your hand of blessing upon them. Let us not seek happiness that this world has to offer, but a blessing from a God who loves us, who dwells in us, and who will be with us for all eternity. Windows of heaven, and pour out your blessings upon these, your children, in Jesus' name. Amen. We always pause at the end of our service to give an invitation. It's your chance to respond, and I just stand here to pray with you, to share with you. Maybe you need the blessing of salvation. Maybe you've never made a life commitment to God. You know, I think a lot of people believe in God. I can't wait till the last one. No, I'm just believing, you know, have you made that decision about God? God, I'm tired of doing things my way. I want to do them yours to my life and take control. I invite you to that decision. That's the blessed life. In battles right now, maybe there's some struggles. Maybe there's some hurts. Maybe there's some pains. You need a blessing. Come and let me pray for you and let God touch you in a special way. But this is your time for God to speak to your heart. So I'm going to ask you to stand, and we're going to sing a song. It's called An Invitation. I'm going to be standing here to minister to you. So would you stand and you sing and you come as the Spirit leads.
Yeah.
And be seated. You couldn't find a better song to end with. He's your good, good Father. I pray you know Him as your Father and that He lives in you and is with you. Making sure I'm on. I just didn't hear myself. All right. Thank you for letting me share. Again, it's always an honor and a privilege for me to share God's Word with you, but I want to hear from you here, and I want to be a part of what God is doing in your life. So in your worship folder, we put a communication card, a little blue card to communicate. So just take a few minutes and fill it out. Maybe there's a prayer need. Maybe there's a question about something I said. Maybe there's something you'd like to share with me, but this is your opportunity to share with me. So take a few minutes to fill that blue card out. Let me know what God is up to or how we can serve or be a part of your life as a church here. I'm going to go ahead and invite our ushers forward. One of them will lead us in a word of prayer. Then you just drop that blue card in the offering bag with the gifts and the offering.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your message today through our pastor today, Lord. And I pray that we would apply it to our lives, Father. And we thank you that we can find true peace, joy, and happiness, Father, and comfort through you, Lord, as long as we follow your will, Father. We thank you for this offering and ask that you bless him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I come to the God in the Lord. While the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear calling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own.
kind of fun. We've got just announcements for you this morning. We have our Sunday potluck coming up. We're going to be doing on August 6th. It says that right? Yes. Make sure I've got the date right. It's going to be right here in the conference room right after church. We're trying to do it a little more often, so we're kind of getting excited. Anybody like the potluck we did last time? Were you here? Do you remember? Lots of good food? Yeah. So let's plan it. Amen. I got an amen. Well, anyway, so plan for that. August 6th, plan to bring something. Evie is going to, she's kind of organizing it. So if you know like what you should bring or maybe you have a question, talk to her about that. And we want to get that organized. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then we also have Awana. Our church is actually hosting the training in the area, which is pretty cool. Yeah, I know, right? I think that deserves a hand. We're doing the training on the 19th, so and it's literally, I guess, for most of California, the Central Valley, if I understand. And so our church is hosting that on the 19th, so if you'd like to be a part of that, maybe you want to find out more information, be a part of what our church is doing with hosting the kids, their lives and their hearts for God. How amazing is that? Contact Steve. He's got all the information. And also, Awana will be resuming after school gets started. It'll be September 7th here at our church on Thursday night. So kind of make a note of that. And then, do I have anything else? Oh, yes. One more thing. A mention. We want to keep it kind of in front of you. We do the shoe boxes. You guys know that with Operation Christmas Child. And getting the shoebox gifts together to send to children in countries that would never have a Christmas. And so we want to kind of put it out there because it's coming up. We'll be turning them in November. But a lot of times it's easier to kind of start planning now. There are school supplies that will be on sale and clearance here very soon. Things like that. Maybe start collecting some items that you can have to put together boxes. And we find that a lot of times if you do it ahead of time, you think about it sooner, then you're not feeling that pressure of like, I got to do it all at one time, right? So we just want to kind of make you aware of that. Around the third week of November is when we turn them in. So start collecting now and kind of putting things aside for that. So.
All right. Let me end with a warning. If you come to my house and you want ice cream, be careful. All right? All right, just as a warning, you're welcome to come, but be careful when it comes to ice cream. Make sure the container has not been opened yet. All right, because if it's been opened, never mind. All right. One other thing I wanted to mention, we have some people that want to join our church and some people that want to be a part of our church, and we haven't done a membership class in a while, so July the 3rd, we're busy, man. We're not stopping here. I'm going to do a new membership class. And again, it's just you want to get information about our church. You don't automatically join our church, but you can go through the class and kind of get a picture of who we are and what we do and if you want to become a part of us. So July the 3rd afternoon, we'll meet here about 2. We finish about 5:30. It gives you time to go get lunch, get right back, you know, run the Taco Bell real quick, come on back. And then we'll have a class real quick on what it means to join our church and what our church is about. God put this church here in Salida for a reason. And I got a story to tell, and we're going to have a great time as we understand what God is doing with us and what he wants to do through us. So if those want to think about joining our church, put July 30th down on your calendar and just kind of be prepared for that. Thank you for letting me share. Let's go ahead and stand. I'll pray, but you got one more for us, right? All right. I like ending with a song, guys. I really do. Thanks for being here. Lord, what a joy it is to worship you this morning. I thank you for these, your children, for these opportunities to journey through life together, to share our lives and our journeys. I ask you, I truly do ask your blessings upon them. I truly pray that you will open the windows of heaven just as you promised in Malachi and pour out your blessings upon your children. That you will bless them and care for them and walk with them, Lord. Life's not always easy, but with God, better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.